Welcome to the sermon podcast of Redemption Church. The following sermon is by Pastor Gary Alloway.
All right, well, so tonight is our Vision Sunday, which means we're going to do a little bit of a different format. I'm going to speak for just a couple minutes, and then I'm going to hand it over to you guys for some time of reflection. And then we'll have some time to share with one another and some time to pray with one another. Why Vision Sunday? I kind of hate that term. It sounds very corporate, right? Like we're like a mega church or like a Fortune 500 business and we need to do that. But at the end of the day, this is a year where it's easy to settle for survival. I think for a lot of colleges, right, the question this year was not like, what's the quality of our education? The question was, can we get open this year? Can we actually have classes this year? For a lot of families, right, it wasn't, how can we grow as a family? How can we grow our marriage? How can we grow love? But how can we keep both of our jobs while the kids are home? And for the church, you know, I can tell you it's been a year where a lot of the questions we've asked are, how can we get our services online? And how can we have Easter if we can't meet in person? And then how can we meet in person again? And how can we have our service on Zoom and not have somebody draw genitals on the screen? You know, all the big million-dollar questions you have, none of which actually ask the question of, are we meeting God? How are we called to grow in God? How are we called to do those things? So that's what we want to do tonight, is set aside a time to ask those questions. Not just how do we survive, not just how do we keep our jobs or pay our rent, but what is it that God might actually want to do in us and through us this next year? So tonight is a pause. Doesn't mean that we need to add 6 new activities or 12 new programs. But part of what we are believing is that even in a weird year, God still has stuff for us. God still has vision for us. God still has hope for us. God still wants to do things in us and through us. God still has beauty for us. God is still here. God is still speaking. God still has good dreams and visions for us. So like I said, I wanted to share a couple minutes of just some vision that I have for us communally for the next year, and then hand it over to you guys to do some personal work. So, all right, you ready? Okay, so a few weeks back we met as elders, and we're asking this question, and you know, really, like, what is it that God wants for us for this fall and for this next year? And, you know, I felt like there was a couple good practical ideas that I want to share, but I also felt like God gave me these simple words. And you might know this phrase, K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. You ever hear that? Keep it simple, stupid. Which is to say, chaos will be a thing this fall, and so will stress, and so will all the managing all the different dynamics, and we might have to pivot in church form, or our jobs might change, or schools might change. So keep it simple. Learn to find God in the midst of those things. Don't overthink it. Don't overdo it. In fact, it might even mean doing less, but doing it well. And being present with one another and with God. Keep it simple, stupid. And if you're like me, there's actually a really nice exhale in that, that maybe God doesn't need us to like do 27 new things in order to overcome the challenges of this season, but actually sit in the rhythms of this season and let God do stuff. God is saying to us, I don't need more from you. All I need is you. Amen? So I want to look at this a little bit through our old In-Out-Up. If you remember, if you've been around for In-Out-Up, we've used these before, these three different dimensions of things that God calls us to. In is how are we caring for one another. Out is how are we caring for our neighbors. How are we bringing the good news of Jesus out? And up is how are we connecting to God? How are we loving God? How are we being loved by God? And in each of these categories, I want to share a couple programmatic things that are going to happen this fall, but then also just a piece of this vision to keep it simple and to know God's love. So first, let's start with in. How are we caring for one another? On the program end of things, we had a pretty awesome summer with our Thursday night dinner. We were able to gather each week and eat together, share fellowship together, share Bible study together, pray for one another. So yeah, starting on October 1st, we're going to be starting Thursday night Bible studies. We're going to be looking at the book of Revelation and a chance to eat together and pray together. We're going to have special events like we always do throughout the fall. I know Krista's been working on some homeschool ventures for the homeschool kids. I know Ian's been working on game night. So lots of spaces to be together. I know the Matantes, Rogers, and Motts are continuing to do triads. So if anyone ever wants to do things like small groups and triads, just let us know and we can help you get things like that started. But what does it mean to keep it simple, stupid in this place? It means simply being family together. And this is something that you all did such a good job of when COVID hit. It was awesome to just see like the Facebook group pop up and to see, hey, I need help with this. I need prayer for that. And just see people just reaching out and praying for one another and calling one another and being like, hey, are you okay? And meeting practical needs. For better or for worse, we're in it together. And choosing to be in it together, choosing to not, to just simply recognize that fact and be for each other in that, to be family together in that, is part of what it means to be the family of God, to be the body of Christ. I know for us in particular, one thing we're going to be trying to get back to this fall is Sunday night dinners, is just putting on a crock pot before we come to church every week and having people over. Just welcoming people into that space. And I think that's such a big thing. If you can find ways just to feed one another this fall, you already have to eat. So what would it look like to have people in your space to feed one another? Maybe not Sunday nights for you. Maybe there's another rhythm. But what would it look like to create space for other people to be family together, to be in it together? What do you think God might be calling you to do that just simply involves being brothers and sisters for one another, being family together? So that's part of our calling to in. Let's talk about our calling to go out, to bring the gospel out. How are we caring for our neighbors? In terms of program, Ian and I are continuing to work on the fall coat drive, trying to figure out how to do that in a COVID-friendly way. Marjorie's got her racial justice accountability group that's starting next Sunday. Is that right? At some point, we need to talk about Christmas gifts for the way home. We figure out if we can do that again this next year. But in terms of what it means to just find God in the midst of the rhythm, I feel like God gave me a vision for this fall, and I just wanted to call it Adopt a Neighbor, which is to say everyone is stressed. All of our neighbors are stressed. What would it look like for each one of us to simply adopt a neighbor and care for them, love on them, pray for them? I know in our block we have these two boys. Their names are Aston and Flynn. We met them somewhere back in June, and like they're bored. Because of COVID, there was no camp, nothing to do all summer long. So they've been at our house pretty much every day. And they seem to be hungry, so we've been feeding them. If you don't know, this is like a big thing that like school lunch programs have disappeared. So that's something that we've been helping out with. And they're starting online school this week, so we're probably going to be doing like tutoring and school support for them throughout the year. We've already included them in our homeschooling a couple times. And their family is obviously stressed. So we are trying to provide just like a place of calm for them. And here's the thing, Aston and Flynn live on your block too. Maybe for you it's not Aston and Flynn, it's whoever it is. It's your neighbor Jim or whoever else lives next to you. But what would it look like if we all just adopted like one neighbor? Not 20 neighbors. Maybe for bold two. And made space for them. What would it look like if we were actually calm and non-anxious in the midst of this storm that is just our culture right now? Wouldn't that be a cool vision if redemption, if the people of redemption were actually kind of the calm that held Bristol together over the next 4 months? Wouldn't that be amazing if each of our homes were the places that people could come to experience the peace of God? That's not work, right? That's not like do lots of stuff. It's a willingness to open our hands and believe that God is good, even in the midst of the craziness. Amen? What would it look like for each of us to adopt a neighbor? And lastly, up. How are we called to love God this next fall, this next season? Like Marjorie said, we are starting our series on the book of Revelation on September 27th, and we're pretty excited about that. We're working on Bible study to go with that. We're working on some worksheets and all sorts of good stuff, but this can just be a really cool formational time for our season to think about what it means to be faithful to Christ, kind of in a season of craziness. Once that's done, we actually have a really cool Advent series. We're going to look at all the nativity stories of Luke. I'm excited for that. And we got together this week and continuing as a staff to think through what it looks like to do Sundays well in the midst of COVID season. So hopefully in 2 weeks, we're actually going to have live music for the first time. We're really excited about that. We're going to look at incorporating more discussion and figuring out ways to be more connected on Sundays. And we're actually looking to kind of reboot our liturgy team. So if you're interested in that, helping lead up front, let us know. But what does it mean to keep it simple, stupid during this season? I think what it means is no matter what happens with our Sunday program, even if we get booted back to being online, that we show up and expect God to be here. There's this term we started using last year called God expectancy. A simple sense that when we gather on Sundays, do we come hoping for good program, or do we come hoping to meet God? And regardless of everything, if everything breaks, right? If the Zoom breaks, if the speakers break, if everything breaks and all we can do is be together, do we come with open hands, ready to meet God? The reality is meeting together and having like great music and great sermons is a privilege, and Christians throughout history haven't always had that privilege. Christians have met through wars, through famines, through persecutions. They've met in graveyards, they've met in attics, they've met in cathedrals. But what mattered most was not that that program was perfect, but that they came and knew that they were the body of Christ, ready to meet God. So this fall, I want us to have excellent program. If you guys have ideas of how we can make this space better, we're totally up for hearing it. But none of that really matters unless we can come and just receive and just be present before God. Can we come with God expectancy this fall? Can we gather to meet God? Amen. So that's some of my small vision for us this fall. Keep it simple, stupid. How can we be family for one another? How can we adopt a neighbor? How can we open our hands to meet God, regardless of what Sundays look like? Do less, but do it well. Be present wherever you are. Love deeply whoever God puts in front of you. Be open to meeting God, whatever church and community comes to look like. Find God in the midst. Everything right now is contingent, right? This is one of the hard parts of looking forward to this fall. And yet, if we commit to that, finding God in the rhythms, finding God in the spaces He gives us, finding God no matter what pivots come, I truly believe God will do some beautiful and amazing things through us this fall. We won't look back and say that this is a season we just sort of got through. This is not just a season that we survived, but a season where we met God and grew in the love of God and grew towards one another and even brought that love of God out into a stressed out and broken world and were brought peace and joy in the kingdom of God. So let's go out and whatever happens, keep it simple, open your hands, and find God in the midst. Amen? Amen.
To find out more about Redemption Church, visit redemptionbristol.org.